The Australian Bureau of Statistics released the July 2026 Consumer Price Index on the 26th of August. Headline inflation eased to 3.5% in the 12 months to July, down from 3.8% in the 12 months to June. That is the number that will be forwarded. It is not the number the Reserve Bank uses. The trimmed mean, the bank's preferred measure of underlying inflation, was 3.6% unchanged from June. Unchanged from May. 3 months in a row at the same print. Canstar, reporting the same release, notes that the last time core inflation went down was November 2025, 8 datasets ago. That is the serviceability conversation. It is not an inflation is falling client text message. The board held the cash rate at 4.35% at its August meeting. The next decision is the 29th of September. This brief will not rerun the hold. One sentence of context is enough. The live question is what July does to the files you already have and to the ones you are about to lodge. Start with the two annual numbers, both from the ABS. Headline, 3.5. Trimmed mean, 3.6. The largest annual contributors to the headline were housing, up 5.0%, food and non-alcoholic beverages, up 3.2%, and recreation and culture, up 2.6%. Housing is still the biggest weight on the print even as the electricity piece decelerated. Inside housing, the ABS is specific. New dwellings rose 5.7% over the year. Rents rose 3.6%, unchanged from the annual rise to June and to May. Electricity rose 6.1%, down from 22.4% in the 12 months to June, mainly because of the timing of rebate payments in 2025. The New Daily, on the 26th of August, cited that electricity deceleration as part of why the headline looked softer. Softer is not the same as underlying. The month itself was not quiet. In original terms, the CPI rose 1.0% from June to July. Seasonally adjusted, all groups rose 0.6%, still 3.5 annual. The monthly trimmed mean was plus 0.5% weighted median, plus 0.4, annual 3.6. CPI excluding volatile items, plus 0.9, annual 3.7. Goods, plus 1.3, annual 3.2. Services, plus 0.7, annual 3.7. Non-tradables, plus 0.8, annual 4.4. Tradables, plus 1.5, annual 1.7. Read that again. Non-tradables, the domestic prices the bank cannot import away, are still running at 4.4%. Services are at 3.7. Goods ease to 3.2. The mix is not a broad cooling. It is a headline that moved on electricity timing and a high July last year dropping out, while the sticky pieces held. The print also missed the consensus the New Daily reported. Many economists had the annual headline at 3.3%. The trimmed mean was expected at 3.5. It held 3.6. The ABC said the 3.5 headline was slightly higher than the 3.3 many had predicted, and that it is now lower than before the Iran war in February. February's annual headline was 3.7. July is lower than that. It is also the lowest headline since November 2025, when the annual rate was 3.4. Lowest since November is true. It is not a trend in the measure the bank uses. AMP economist Mybee, speaking to the ABC, annualized the monthly trimmed mean of 0.5% and got 3.6 to 3.8. Quote, way too far from the RBA's target. And even on the annual numbers, she said, it has been 3.6% 3 months in a row, contrary to people's hope that it has been softening. This inflation, she said, seems not to move at all. It is still stuck around that really high range. David Bassanese, chief economist at BetaShares, told the ABC the September meeting is live. He still anticipates the bank will hold fire, with GDP and employment still to come. That said, he put the risk of a hike next month at least 30-40%. That is his number, named. It is not a market-implied probability, and this brief will not invent one. NAB's economics team, as reported by Canstar on the 27th of August, now expects a hike in just under 5 weeks, and has flagged that another may be required in November, though that is not NAB's base case. Attribute that as NAB via Canstar. It is a forecast, not a fact. Canstar's own table had CBA and ANZ looking for a November hike, and Westpac still looking for a cut in August 2027. Four banks, three different calendars. Do not brief a client as if the path is settled. Canstar also modeled the repayment arithmetic if those hikes are passed on. On a $600,000 owner-occupier loan with 25 years remaining, a quarter point in September is about $91 a month. September plus November is another $92 on top. Across five hikes in the year, Canstar puts the cumulative lift at $456 a month. That is Canstar's model, not yours. Run your own file. What you do not do is send the text. Inflation is falling. The bank will cut. We can stretch this. The headline eased 3/10. The measure the bank uses did not move. Housing is still plus 5. Services are still plus 3.7. The monthly trimmed mean was plus 0.5. That is a serviceability briefing, not a victory lap. Three actions this week. 1. If you brief a client on July, brief both numbers. Headline 3.5. Trimmed mean 3.6, third month. If you only have room for one sentence, use the second. 2. Reopen the live files that only just clear at current assessment settings. You do not need a forecast to know which ones fail if the cash rate is 25 basis points higher. Name them. Name the fallback. 3. Rate review and pre-approval clients will read the 3.5 and call. Have the trimmed mean sentence ready before the phone rings. The conversation is capacity, not a newspaper headline. The ABS print is dated July 2026, released the 26th of August. Next monthly CPI is the 30th of September, one day after the board's September decision. That timing is why Bassanese called the meeting live, and why a hold is still his base case. Live is not the same as priced. Priced is not the same as your HEM. Do not tell the client inflation is falling. Tell them which number you are using, and what it does to the file.